Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, Daly's Bridge, or the Shaky Bridge, it's a Cork institution. The iconic white pedestrian bridge is known far and wide. It was given international prominence last year in an episode of the hit sitcom The Young Offenders.
All women need to see is a bit of skin to get them in the mood.
How do you think things are going with them?
All right. They're still talking to us, which is the main thing.
They're looking.
Jock says I sound like a little girl when I jump off things. But that's total bullshit.
Well, the 92-year-old structure is now to be stripped down and given a facelift in a project expected to cost an estimated €1.7 million. Noel Sweeney took a stroll with Cork historian and independent councillor Kieran McCarthy, as well as conservation architect and Shaky Bridge appreciator Gareth O'Callaghan, and he found out about the plans for the city landmark.
Since 1927, the Daly Bridge in Cork's Mardaig area was built to replace a ferry service which ran between Cork's north and south sides. The bristling white structure has become iconic for the region and has become fondly known as the Shaky Bridge because it shakes. Alas, the structure is not so bristling with whiteness these days, with major repair works due to kick in early next week. For a bit more on its history and why Corkonians are so fond of the shaky structure, history aficionado and independent councillor Kieran McCarthy.
Was with any bridge in Cork City, it has what I call a static history. Like, we know this, the Daly's Bridge opened in 1926. We know that it was funded by James Daly, who was a butter merchant in the city. And we know that, I suppose, James Daly had an interest in connecting Sunday as well to the Mardaig, in terms of there was a rugby grounds in the Mardaig, which in time moved to Cork Conn in the Temple Hill area of the city. I think a lot of people's concerns, they don't want the shakiness of the bridge to actually be got rid of. The bridge is safe, but there's a massive shake in it at the moment. And I think people are concerned that all the nuts and bolts will be kind of tightened up, and then we just get a bridge that doesn't have the shake in it.
The Daly Bridge is, of course, a protected structure, and overseeing its reboot is conservation architect Gareth O'Callaghan of JCA Architects.
My job is to ensure that the bridge is retained and repaired, and with the emphasis on repair, and only elements that are rusted through are completely lost or replaced. But the important thing is that the essence of the bridge is kept. And in doing that, we have to dismantle the bridge, put it onto a barge and float it across to the south bank, where it can then be taken to workshops to be repaired.
What do you expect will be retained? What's going to be different about it?
The majority of the metal will be repaired and retained. Some of the arches we see here on the piers will be opened up again. They're currently filled with concrete blocks, as will the arches of the rampways leading to the bridge. They'll be unblocked. As I said, the rust will be removed, new pieces will be welded in where pieces are decayed, the bridge will be repainted using the historic colours, the deck of the bridge, which is timber, has substantially decayed, and that will be replaced with similar timber. The railings leading to the bridge, which are currently very very high and kind of almost like prison railings, will be replaced with something more, I suppose, aesthetically pleasing and compatible with the bridge. It was picked from a pattern book built by Rowell and Company, an English engineering company that did very similar bridges in the north of England, and in Scotland there's a replica of Daly's Bridge in Balmoral. On the Queen's estate. That has been restored as pristine white, and we've taken a lot of inspiration from that as to how to repair the bridge here.
And the question on the lips of every Corkonian: will it still be shaky?
The intention is to retain some of the shake. Some of the shake will be eliminated, because a shaky bridge puts stresses on all the members and the metal corrosion due to the rubbing of the metal parts together. So we have to minimise that. But I think in people's, in folk memory, and everybody knows the shaky bridge as the shaky bridge, even though it's officially called Daly's Bridge. So it's important that some shake is kept in it. And I'm told the engineers can do that.
And that's Noel Sweeney reporting there, talking about the shake and the shaky bridge.